Americans love their Starbucks. 11,000 locations worth of love. And San Francisco is no exception. There are about 80 Starbucks within city limits. Now, the coffee giant is in talks with city officials about adding yet another store, this one in the city's iconic Castro district. The proposed cafe at the corner of Market and Sanchez would boast 2,500 square feet, outdoor seating, and enough space for local groups to hold meetings. But it's not a done deal, and some local residents have been fighting against the plan. KALW's Anna Sterling reports on the coffeehouse controversy.
If you walk up Market Street near Sanchez, just a little past the Safeway, you can see and hear a whole lot of construction. This part of the city is in a state of huge transition. There's a Chase Bank, a Verizon store, and some restaurants and cafes nearby, but there are quite a few empty storefronts, too. This is going to be a much more lively commercial corridor, with the addition of new businesses joining the existing ones like Sweet Inspiration Bakery.
This neighborhood and what happens to it is going to be shaped in the next 18 to 24 months in these decisions, one by one, whether or not we let formula retail in.
Wendy Mogg owns Sweet Inspiration Bakery.
Is it going to be a neighborhood with some character, with some individuality, with local ownership, or is it going to become a strip mall?
Mogg and her business partner started Sweet Inspiration about 2 years ago.
And almost immediately were approached by Starbucks wanting to come in on the corner.
Their vision for the neighborhood did not include a new Starbucks, so they started looking for other like-minded people.
We walked around from coffee shop to coffee shop. Our first instinct was to just go catch the pulse, because we're not excited about this.
They approached the San Francisco Planning Commission with a few strategies to block the new Starbucks.
The first is all of this data that you get into the file. It, you know, that's where you kind of lay out your thoughtful arguments about here was the benchmark that they were supposed to meet with their conditional use application, and they didn't do it, and here's how.
That's the data. Then there's the drama.
The political theater. It's showing up on the day of the commission meeting with other people.
I had heard there's a Starbucks planned for the southwest corner of Market and Sanchez. This is nuts. We have enough Starbucks. And
showing up in force, having colorful things to wave, having a number of bodies representing different businesses.
Now, visitors come to San Francisco because of our unique shopping in our neighborhoods. They don't come for Starbucks, and they don't need more chains.
Local merchants, local neighborhood associations, and just individual residents saying, we don't want this. It can be as simple as that, and that can sway some of the vote.
Now, at this point, you might be thinking, what's the harm in one more Starbucks? Well, right now, the Upper Market Street corridor has a lot of formula retail, and that's unusual for most of San Francisco. According to the DuBose Triangle Neighborhood Association, more than a quarter of the shops are chains. Yet Mogg doesn't have that much support for keeping formula retail out. The Merchants of Upper Market and Castro, or MUMC, is an association representing bars, restaurants, hairdressers, and yes, coffee shops. They voted 35-1 in favor of Starbucks coming in. Mogg and her coffee shop were the only vote against it. Terry Aston Bennett is president of the MUMC and owns Cliff's Variety Store on Castro.
One of the assets of Starbucks coming in is that they drive footsteps, and it's on a corner that currently doesn't have enough footsteps going towards it. We're aware that there's other coffee shops in the neighborhood, but after a lot of soul searching, I think most of us really felt that the benefit of Starbucks going in there was going to outweigh the negatives to any of those individual businesses, and that they would survive and be fine regardless.
These are the types of things the Planning Commission will consider as well. Spokesperson Joanna Lynn Sangen explained it to me.
What we do is we look at, number one, is there formula retail in the area already, the same one? Number two, is there access to that retail use, like the same kind of company in the area too? And we also look at, does it fit? Does it fit with the community? Does it fit with the aesthetic of the commercial district?
Is there a concern in the city about the proliferation of chains? Is that something that's concerning?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, San Francisco is what it is. We're unique, we're special, and we're a city unlike any other, and it's because of legislation like this.
Basically, the city says if you're a chain with more than 11 stores around the country, you have to go through a few extra steps in the planning process. One is notifying all businesses within a 300-yard radius of the proposed site that you want to move in. Starbucks did that. You also need to apply for a conditional use permit and will be given a hearing date. In this case, that's May 9th, and it's where Wendy Mogg from Sweet Inspiration Bakery and others opposed to Starbucks will also present their case.
We know that on the day of, from what we've heard of other people who have fought Starbucks, is they will show up with a number of people. They will have employees off duty showing up and speaking on their behalf. And so it becomes this very, it's political theater.
While Mogg and her supporters see Starbucks as an outsider company, the coffee conglomerate sees itself as a community builder. Nobody from the company would agree to a recorded interview, but a spokesperson pointed out that in 2011, Starbucks held the largest one-day volunteer event ever in the city, cleaning up and restoring Ocean Beach. Last year, it broke its own record by getting 1,600 volunteers to clean up the city's 11 districts. It's an annual event.
I have a grande iced coffee on the bar.
As it is, Starbucks is a ubiquitous site in San Francisco. I caught up with a few people at the location on Bush and Van Ness to ask them what drew them in.
How often do you come to Starbucks?
4 or 5 times a week.
That's Chaucy Mitchell. She likes Starbucks.
I've always gone to Starbucks ever since I was a little kid. I mean, even compared to Pete's, I hear Pete's is better, but I love Starbucks. I'm a fan.
Well, I actually may have chosen this one if I saw it before.
Thomas Fritzler is a recent transplant from Germany. He chose Starbucks over the pizza across the street.
I've never been to this one, so I would have probably tried it, but I simply didn't see it. I mean, the sign is pretty big, the Starbucks, so that's what I saw first.
And that's often how formula retail works. In most of the country, it's everywhere. While San Francisco controls the number of chains coming in, if you walk around the city, you might notice a subtle change these days. There's a new Target at the Metreon, and another opening at Masonic and Geary. Trader Joe's has made inroads, and there's no shortage of Walgreens either. In fact, there are 67 in San Francisco. There's a lot at stake in the Starbucks debate, and this decision by the planning department will affect the city's unique landscape one way or the other. In San Francisco, I'm Anna Sterling for Cross Currents.